Many exciting changes are coming to the Cape Girardeau Regional Airport as boarding numbers continue to rise. I'm John Maynor, President and CEO of the Cape Chamber. Let's talk business. About 2 years ago, the Cape City Council followed a recommendation from the Airport Advisory Board to change carriers to SkyWest, a United Airlines affiliate, and begin jet service to Chicago O'Hare. The FAA agreed, and flights to Chicago began. Just recently, Airport Manager Bruce Loy announced boardings have topped the 10,000 mark in 2019. This is an important number as it allows the airport to receive $1 million in grant funding for certain airport improvements. The number is equally important as it shows more people are flying out of the airport for both business and pleasure. This makes the change a positive one for economic development and quality of life reasons. Also, the voters in Cape Girardeau recently renewed the capital improvement sales tax. A portion of this tax will aid in some land acquisition at the airport, some necessary fencing, and the construction of a new control tower. This should lead to some additional development projects. It is important to note, when working economic development projects, one of the qualifying questions is often, is the location served by an international airport or an airport with direct service to an international airport? This is now a box we can check and keeps us in the hunt. Yes, very positive news related to the Cape Girardeau Regional Airport with more to come. I'm John Maynor. For more information on this and other business issues, visit krcu.org.